The word of God is quick, powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is the Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odey.
Hallelujah. Want to welcome you to yet another Moment of Impact. And I am your host, Pastor Abraham Odey, right here in the city of Enugu, Pennox Junction. And I'd like you to know that God is coming your way in a special way today. I'd like you to invite your friends and your loved ones to always connect every Saturday by 7 p.m. I want you to know that God wants to bless you, and a word from God is more than impact for your life. I'd like you to know one word from God can transform your life, and I believe that God is giving you a word that will bring about a transformation and a change in your life today in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I want you to lift your voice and ask God to send his word to you today. As the word of God come forth, it is written, he sent his word and he healed them and delivered them from all their destruction. Today, I'm going to be talking to us on what I title supernatural abundance. I want you to know that we are in a season where things are tough and things are hard. But I want you to understand that as we look at this series on supernatural abundance, you will begin to tune your faith in such a way that your God will arise on your behalf to do wonders. When we talk about supernatural abundance, we are talking about abundance that comes not just by human effort or by just mere hard work alone, but abundance that comes through the help of God supernaturally. And I'd like you to know that God is a God of abundance, and God can help you supernaturally. And that's why the Bible says in Psalm 23 that God is our shepherd, so we shall not what? Want. And not just only that, the Bible made us to understand that God will make us to lie down in green pastures, and he will cause us to walk by still waters. I pray for you that you will experience green pastures in the name of Jesus Christ. When God anoints your head with oil, your cup will overflow with blessing. The anointing is spiritual, but the blessing is physical. I want you to know that there is what we call supernatural abundance. And today, somebody hearing me, get ready. God is going to give you supernatural abundance. You saw in the book of Matthew chapter 14 from verse 15 that about 5,000 people came to Jesus one evening after a crusade. And then at the end of the meeting, Jesus asked the disciples, give them something to eat. They say, we have nothing. And I want you to know that saying we have nothing simply means that there is nothing to offer these people. But Jesus later told them, ask the people to sit down. When they discover that there is a young boy there that has 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish, which will do nothing among 5,000 people, Jesus still said, ask them to sit down. And I want you to know that immediately they sat down, Jesus only gave thanks. On giving thanks, he connected to the God of abundance, the God of supernatural abundance, and instantly there was what? A turnaround. And I want you to understand that because there was a turnaround, instantly that 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish was multiplied, and 5,000 people ate it and were satisfied. Where did the extra come from? It came from the Father that has more than enough. When we talk about supernatural abundance, as you lean on God with your faith, he opens the door for you and causes you to enjoy abundance. You will see in the Bible that Isaac obeyed God, and because he obeyed God, God made him to enjoy supernatural abundance. I want you to know that one of the keys to enjoying supernatural abundance is obedience to God. If you obey God, you enjoy supernatural abundance. If you obey God, God spoke to Isaac and he said to Isaac, do not leave this land of Gerar. In Genesis 26 from verse number 1, he says, stay here and I will bless you. And Isaac obeyed God. Isaac obeyed God and remained in the land of Gerar. On remaining in the land of Gerar, God decided to bless him supernaturally. There was famine in the land. Famine means there is scarcity, there is lack. Nobody is permitted to have anything. But that same day, Isaac, in that same year, the Bible says, sowed and reaped 100-fold. And it did not end there. He began to prosper and continue and became very prosperous until the people of the land envied him. He has more than enough. A man who doesn't have abundance cannot be envied. I want you to know that when you struggle, there is no room for envy. But because God gave him more than enough, the people of the land envied him. I want you to understand that God can give you more than enough. God can give you supernatural abundance. And today, someone hearing the sound of my voice, get ready for supernatural abundance. I want to say this quickly, that if you must enjoy abundance, one of the conditions is that you must be born again. You must be saved. And I want you to understand that it takes your connection with life to enjoy abundance. He said, the thief cometh not but to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Some persons think they have abundance, but the thief is there destroying, stealing, causing devourers in form of sickness, diseases to take it away, causing devourers in form of thieves, robbers to take it away. But I want you to know that once you connect to Jesus and you are saved, you have abundance of life. That abundance of life is a life of abundance, a life that carries abundance, a life that is rich and satisfying, a life that has everything. So you can only encounter abundant life once you are born again. And abundance is connected to what? A changed life. I want you to know also, secondly, that for you to walk in supernatural abundance, you need to learn to obey God. If Isaac had not obeyed the voice of God, he wouldn't have experienced abundance supernaturally. I want you to know, thirdly, that for you to enjoy supernatural abundance, you must also learn to use your resources in a way that will bring glory to the name of God. You must use your resources like a good steward. The silver and the gold, the riches of this earth belongs to God. God orchestrates the pattern through which they flow. So if God has patterned wealth to come your way, you must learn to use it to the glory of God. You must learn to use it well. I want you to know that God did not bless you to go about sinning, go about propagating iniquity with your wealth, go about sponsoring all kind of abominable act with your wealth. Once you do that, you close doors to what? To supernatural abundance. But when you use your wealth judiciously, you enjoy abundance. Then fourth point is that for you to enjoy supernatural abundance, you must learn to give to the work of the kingdom. You must learn to give to God. People who give enjoy increase, enjoy abundance, enjoy sufficiency. I prayed for someone who was believing God for open doors because a benefit meant for that person was kept hanging. And the person said, if God will give him that benefit, he is going to give God so amount. And he mentioned in figures what he is going to give to God. And I was days after praying, God answered that prayer. And this person in question brought money in millions, 10 million, and gave to God. I want you to know that when you provoke God with a vow, when you provoke God with your seed, when you provoke God with your giving, he opens door of abundance to you. I'd like you to know that God is a God of abundance. And as you learn to sow into his kingdom, you will see abundance in the name of Jesus Christ. In case you are there listening to me and you are not born again, I want you to know that this abundance that we are talking about, supernatural abundance, will not be your portion. But if you give your life to Christ, you can begin this journey of supernatural abundance. Wherever you are, just pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I have heard your word and I believe your word. I come to you. Give me a new life. Give me abundant life. Life that cannot be destroyed. Life that cannot end. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for answering me. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. I'd like you to know that God has gone ahead of you already, and you can never be the same in Jesus' name. Until I come your way again, same time, same station, keep listening to the moment of impact. God bless you.
Listen. Since he changed me, I'll never be the same.
If you wish to learn more about Moment of Impact with Pastor Abraham Odeh, go to worshippersradio.com/programs and you will find all the details you need.
Worshippers Radio, Christian worship music, every day, every time.